Over the coming decades, as the Arctic permafrost continues to melt, microbes trapped in the frozen soil will come to life.
There is some microbial activity at below zero temperatures, so some of the microorganisms in permafrost are still active, but their activity is thought to be very slow.
Until the soil warms, that is, according to Janet Jansen, senior scientist at Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory in California and lead author of the study. Jansen and her colleagues at the U.S. Geological Survey and the Joint Genome Institute at the Department of Energy identified microbes in permafrost and what the microorganisms would do once thawed.
They have not been cultured. So more than 90% of those bacteria and other microorganisms in permafrost, we had no idea what they were.
The researchers analyzed three soil cores from the soft peat floor of a black spruce forest in central Alaska. A single gram of that soil could harbor thousands of different species in billions of cells. But Jansen says the fact that those microorganisms had never been grown in the laboratory made them difficult to study.
So what we did instead was we extracted the total DNA from the samples, and we used a sequencing approach to get information about both the identities of the microorganisms and also all of the biochemical pathways that they had in the permafrost before and after thaw.
The team identified single-cell organisms that feast on the organic material in the soil and produce methane, a greenhouse gas more potent than carbon dioxide. Jansen says methane eaters were also found among the microbes in the thawed permafrost.
And so some of the methane was being consumed by other microorganisms in the samples, and they in turn would release CO2, carbon dioxide.
The scientists compared samples from the upper permafrost layer, which melts and refreezes seasonally, and the permanently frozen permafrost in which microbes have been trapped for millennia. While initially very different, Jansen says, the two samples became more similar after thawing.
Those two very disparate samples started to converge, both the microorganisms that were present and also their functions started to converge and became much more similar to what we saw in the seasonally thawed active layer samples.
Jansen says understanding how microbes respond to a thaw will help improve models that chart the Earth's climate.
It's recognized that the microorganisms are important and playing a key role in production of greenhouse gases, but since nothing is really known about them or how they react, that part of the model is really not well accounted for.
The study is published this week in the journal Nature. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.